The Union Pacific Big Boy number 4014 is making its way to Ellis County again this weekend, and Ellis is celebrating in style. Ellis Alliance Director Sophia Henriksen talks to us about the festivities and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Yeah, the Big Boy train is passing through, and it is scheduled to stop Saturday, September 4th at 9 a.m. in Ellis. And as you know, Ellis is railroad fans. The high school mascot itself is the Railroaders. There's the Railroad Museum out there, and we've been doing lots of things with the miniature train rides that have been out there since the 90s. So
yeah, that mini aero train, and I think this is going to help take care of some of that. But yeah, you guys remodeled that thing recently over there and have been given rides out, and I see pictures all the time. Kids just love it.
They do. So that makes, with the train stopping on a Saturday, this really makes for a really fun event if you have kids or grandchildren or just want to come out and see the Railroad Museum if you haven't. So with Big Boy stopping at 9 a.m. on Saturday, we're starting at 8 a.m. with coffee and donuts for sale as a fundraiser to help with track repairs for the miniature train ride, the railroad ties, and some of the gravel that has been along that 3/4 mile track have kind of rotted and just fallen off over time. So
just regular maintenance kind of things need to be done.
Yeah. So we're fundraising to finish out that project with these donut sales. But come over to Ellis because you'll get donuts and coffee while you wait for the Big Boy to come and stop. The Railroad Museum's going to be open. So I mean, if you've been there, come back. If you haven't been before to the Railroad Museum, this is a good opportunity because you're getting the joy of the Big Boy, the joy of the Ellis Railroad Museum, and then the miniature train rides will also be going. And if you're there throughout the duration of that morning, stick around for lunch because we're switching from donuts to hot dogs to sell there down at the Railroad Museum at that park where the aero train goes through. So the foundation is the one putting on the donuts and coffee, the Community Foundation of Ellis, because they're the ones taking the money to do the track repairs. I believe also the Ellis Railroad Museum themselves will be selling Big Boy t-shirts to fundraise for the regular upkeep of the museum itself. So just makes for a fun day full of trains. I encourage people to consider coming to Ellis to see it stop.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and if you're listening to us here in Hayes, and I think most people probably are, it'll be in Hayes as well. But if you remember from last time they were here, this was a huge shock to me how popular this thing was. It was really tough to even get close to it while I was in Hayes because there was just such a big crowd just around the thing. It was intense. But Ellis is going to have this whole event where maybe it's a little bit easier to get in there and get up close and interact with the train in a meaningful way.
Yes, I would agree. And if you haven't been around where the Railroad Museum is, it's easy to find in Ellis. You just get off the interstate, go straight south, or get off Old 40 and turn north onto Washington, and it's there. It's right there.
Yeah, right there. And a beautiful park. We've talked about this before, but the recent remodels of that whole park, it looks great. If you haven't been over there and seen it, especially the murals, they're just killer. Right there on the new shed for the GM Aero train, the miniature train you guys have there at the Railroad Museum.
Yeah, we've fundraised about $250,000. So there's a lot to be seen down there. One recent thing that we have put up is historical markers. So you can go around and just read about all the different historical things that are there, such as this giant drill press that we have from when there was people working on the railroad in Ellis. And just history about the caboose that's there, history about the depot that was relocated from Pinoki, Kansas to Ellis, Kansas. So that's all fun to read about. And there's beautiful markers there detailing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what else I like about the opportunity? If you haven't been over to Ellis recently, you can also check out some of the new shops and things that are going on over there because there's there's been some development, not a whole lot, but some new stuff over there in Ellis going on in your downtown, which I just think is great.
Yeah, thank you for that. Another thing that the foundation is doing is they do a grant cycle twice a year. So there is a deadline coming up for anyone with a physical presence within the Ellis School District area. You can submit a grant to the Community Foundation of Ellis for up to $1,000. The deadline for that is August 31st, and the information about that grant can be found on the foundation Facebook page or on the foundation website, which is ellisfoundation.com.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we want to talk just a little bit about, you know, what is the Ellis Community Foundation? Like, what's their goal? Like, you know, what I mean, if that makes sense, what's the mission there?
There is a mission. You put me on the spot. I don't have it memorized.
Well, I don't mean the mission statement. I just, well, you know, what are they training to do? I guess maybe it was a better way to word it.
The Community Foundation of Ellis has roughly about $10,000 that they can grant away to other nonprofits in the Ellis area. Their goal is just quality of life. There's really no restrictions on what type of project you submit. We've had people do stuff for creating a garden or putting up shutters on a nonprofit building, buying cabinet space. We also will grant up to $500 of something that's kind of just expendable. So if you need like a sponsorship, or if you have something that is just going to be, like if you're buying prizes for a kid's activity, that stuff is expendable. It doesn't stay long-term, obviously. So you can apply up to a $500 for that. But again, it's just really quality of life. If you have a project in the Ellis area and have a physical presence there, the Community Foundation will consider supporting it.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is.
Excellent. Well, let's see. So we want to talk today about the Ellis Rec. They've got some stuff going on right now. Some signups.
Yeah, they do. The volleyball and football stuff has passed. They're going to be starting their games here, I think, about mid-September. But there's still time to sign up for cheer camp. So big bows and big smiles. The Railer Cheer Squad invites all youth pre-K to sixth grade to the 2021 cheer camp. So interact with the cheerleaders, learn skills, jumps, stunts, and a dance routine. So as a reminder, it's for little kids, not adults, to dance with the cheerleaders.
Aww.
I know, I would do it. but the registration deadline for that is September 1st. They will practice their skills and learn a routine on September 18th. And then the performance is during the halftime of the Ellis High School football game on September 24th. So that can you can go to the Ellis Rec and register for that.
Very cool.
Yes. And then there's more activities on Ellis Rec if you go to their website. But I wanted to mention also, we have a group of seniors in Ellis who are pretty active.
These ladies are a lot of fun. I got the opportunity to meet them a while back. It is this. I know who you're talking about. It is good fun.
Where did you get to go meet them at?
Oh, it was at some meeting, I'm sure. I don't remember. Okay.
Well, one thing that I know the Ellis Rec does help for these seniors is called Wild Card Wednesday. And what that is really just like a random activity. If the weather's out, if the weather outside is nice, they'll do yard games together. Or they'll sit inside and do different card games, Yahtzee. They do that every Wednesday at 9:30, which I do believe is free. It is a free activity. So if you're a senior in Ellis or around Ellis, every Wednesday at 9:30 at the rec is an activity to be involved in. They also do breakfast bingo the fourth Monday at 9:30. And then something that has grown in a bit of popularity is on the third Thursday of every month, they do a meet and greet at Gigi's Cafe in the afternoon from 2:30 to 3:30. It's also free. It's just a time for seniors to socialize, get coffee, cookies, and just relax and visit. And I think the last time they met, they had almost 20 seniors gather.
Wow.
Just to socialize.
Very cool. You know, and especially now everybody's coming out of COVID and getting more comfortable going out and doing the in-person stuff. This is a perfect opportunity to go out and meet some new friends.
Yeah, it would be. So the next time they're meeting is Thursday, October 21st at 2:30 at Gigi's. So I encourage you, if you're a senior, again, in the Ellis area or something, reach out to Ellis Rec. There's stuff for you to do, get involved with, stay active. And then also, the Ellis Rec wanted me to mention that they had something exciting coming in January, and I believe it's something that they're bringing back again this year. So it's a t-shirt quilting class.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. I've never participated in one, but I know people love it. So if you have a senior that you need to start thinking about getting those shirts ready or a gift ready, I'd start collecting and getting the stains out of those shirts now so that you can take that quilting class and make a t-shirt quilt for your senior.
Very cool. Yeah. What a unique gift and something you can treasure for a lifetime. And you say that's coming up in January?
It will be in January.
A little time yet.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But apparently I think people do need prep time to think about those t-shirts.
Yeah, you got to find the shirts.
You can't
make anything if you don't have the materials.
That's correct.
Excellent. Well, Sophia, I tell you, we've got to get over to our weather forecast, but any last thoughts real quick before we go?
There is one thing. The Ellis Chamber Golf Tournament is scheduled for Friday, September 10th, and they still have room for some golf teams to join. So if you are a golfer looking for a tournament to participate in, you can call over to the Ellis Alliance or to Trio Hometown Supply. The gentlemen there are helping to put this together. So get your team signed up.